This is Senator Bob Dole. Forget Glasnost. It's time to get tougher with the Soviet Union. That's the message from two people who ought to know. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, I know you're agog over Glasnost, the Kremlin's buzzword for its self-proclaimed new openness. It's one reason you're hounding President Reagan to sign any arms control agreement the Soviets drop on the table. But if you won't listen to President Reagan, at least listen to two experts, Yuri Orlov and Anatoly Karagin. These brave dissidents spent years of their lives in Soviet prison camps. Now, in the U.S., they recently spoke out against Glasnost and warned that the U.S. should redouble, not relax, its efforts to stand up to the Soviets. Ted, they know firsthand that the Kremlin only understands toughness, and Uncle Sam better be tough at the bargaining table for arms control and for human rights.
Bob, the verdict is far from in on Gorbachev's new policy in the Soviet Union. The U.S. has to be vigilant against a good cop, bad cop routine from the Kremlin on arms control, human rights, and other issues. But let's be clear, Bob. Unlike you, the vast majority of Americans do not reject Glasnost before it starts. We take it with a grain of salt, but we still welcome it, even while we wait to see how real it is, whether it has legs and how far its writ will run. In the meantime, Bob, President Reagan is doing the right thing to ignore your advice and proceed with an arms control agreement to eliminate nuclear missiles in Europe. And if that leads to a summit meeting and a treaty signing this fall in Washington, President Reagan will be a statesman, Bob, and all your thunder on the right will be another false alarm. This is Ted Kennedy. Bob Dole and I will face off next on the growing confrontation between police officers and the National Rifle Association. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.